And there are two vignettes that I don't know whether our report says that they were ever answered or not. One has to do with the transfer in the basement, you know, the big battle that Bert Griffin got into. And we basically used the research that Seth Kanner had written up in his book about. We concluded, I think it's what the report says, that we did not come down the ramp.
That's right. That's what you did.
It came in the interior door, and in fact, speaking of records, somebody's got to get to the descendants of Patrick Bean from Tyler, Texas, Sergeant Patrick Bean. Because he is the guy who Bert Griffin called a liar for the Warren Commission, who later got an apology from the Chief Justice for calling him a liar. He's the guy who then goes back to Dallas. They do a polygraph that the Warren Commission never got, the FBI never got, Dallas PD or DA's office, I guess we call it PD, did a polygraph where he failed on a number of significant questions. In fact, look for memos. I wrote three damn memos to Bob Blakey asking for permission to polygraph Patrick Lee, but I also worked in the Jack Ruby conspiracy area. Because, and subsequent to that, I had a lot of experience with polygraphs and as a federal prosecutor. And the bottom line is, if you pass, generally you're telling the truth. If you fail, sometimes you are, sometimes you're not. But it's good. So there may have been completely non-sinister reasons why Patrick Bean failed the polygraph miserably about his relationship with Ruby or why let him or whatever. We concluded Dean pulled a guard off the interior door that corresponded to the entrance that Ruby came down, which is about the strongest evidence of a potential conspiracy, of which I'm aware, in the whole Kennedy assassination case. There'd be a lot of publicity. You know, Dean heard the account on the radio and insisted he wanted to testify, whatever. He died 2 or 3 years ago, or 3 or 4 years ago. But if he had a diary or he had something, or in fact, you know, whatever.
I think that there's a footnote in the HSCA report that you folks tried to find the polygraph that he failed, and they were unable to find a copy of it.
Well, we found the questions and answers. We didn't find the tape.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
I think so. I think
that was my understanding, and that was at least enough from the Q&A to raise a reasonable question. And of course, it was Bob Lakey's sensitivity to Democratic civil libertarians, Don Edwards in particular, as to why he almost never wanted to do a polygraph. And I think the only polygraph we ever did was James Earl Ray.